father's shirt. I think at times about a man bending over brown wooden rails to look at me. He is the khaki color of distant friendliness, the smell of soldier without helmet or hat, the rigid cut of collar and epaulette casting cotton shadow on neck and shoulder. My childhood in Asia was more Anglo than Saxon, and khaki carried the stains, the Raj and Viceroys, blood, sweat, and tears, all brand names under the collar, rubbing quietly the nape of his neck like a fantasy patch, leaching filtered insulin into a central nervous system. By the time I would wear a uniform, the khaki had become blue. The great Atlantic and Pacific had become attractive and price-worthy, and the man at the railing had died while serving at 30 all. I carried the fragile shirt with me, back to the garden, wearing it in dignity and gesture, to the rites of men returned to the sea, saluting their awkward passage with a timid warmth that brought them back for a fading moment. In the end, I left it on the chair back in some Mumbai hotel room, displayed with its short arms splayed out, inviting the Christmas rites and gestures were tidied. The color khaki could fade to forget. Yearning and distance had been fused. The conscience of memory was not to forget. But the shirt returned, and I sit here writing the words of welcome and farewell. No end is without beginnings. No death without revival.